Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time right now for speed jokes. We do speed jokes every day around 10:38. I always say it's 10:42. Peggy Roberts and Crystal Lake sent us some jokes. By the way, these are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thank you, Team Hochberg. And yet another coffee mug coveting listener, Randy in Rockford, sent us a speed joke. He calls himself that. Tim in Buffalo Grove and Jerry Cohn, thank you. Brian Penikoff and Tim Murtaugh. Tim's in Melrose Park and Steve Powell and Dave Grabarzik in Munster, Indiana. And Doug in Sycamore writes, hey, John, I heard my speed joke read yesterday. It began with the salutation, dear John, dear, dear John. And I said, yay. Now, the Dear Dear John was a MASH reference when a helicopter pilot was having a rough time and he got a letter from home that wasn't good and radar says, oh no, it's a double Dear John letter. I missed that reference, but thanks for the clarification. We also got jokes from Kathy Stoick, my former neighbor, now a Lafayette, Indiana resident. And you know how we get jokes from Mugless John in Brazil, Indiana? Today we got this note. Hey, John Williams. Is one eligible to win more than one Speed Jokes coffee mug? If so, please forward the next mug I win to Mugless in Indiana. Signed, Harlan, mugged in Arizona. Nice to know there's those kind of people out there. She danced like nobody was watching. But in fact, people were watching, and it looked like she was being attacked by bees. It's hard to explain puns to kleptomaniacs. They take things literally. Hey, Dave, where do ducks hide their cash? In their butt quacks.
Or their billfolds?
That's a better one. Dave, I bought a new deodorant stick today. The instructions said remove the wrapper and push up bottom. Now I can hardly walk. But when I do...
Yes.
I pass gas and the room smells lovely. Hey, Dave, it's so hot outside, the ice cream truck changed the side of the truck. It now says cream. It's so hot outside, the cream truck now just says truck. It's so hot outside, Superman took an Uber yesterday. It's so hot out, Jehovah's Witnesses are telemarketing. Hey, Dave, it's so hot outside. John Williams, this came from one of our listeners. I'm drinking iced coffee out of my coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Thanks for that. In the following scene... Oh, hey, Bob Kessler, I didn't give you your copy.
Who am I playing?
Are you going to be able to help us out here?
Sure.
I need you to say, in the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray Sally's father.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray Sally's father.
Wait, I'll cue you for that. Ready?
Okay.
In the following scene, Bob Kessler will portray Steve Alexander as the voiceover announcer.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray Sally's father.
And I will star in a silent role as a person nearby.
Yeah, great idea, Sally. Sell seashells on the seashore where there are tons of free shells. Great idea, Sally.
It took a lot of work to get there, but Dave, your performance as Sally's father was commendable.
Thank you.
What did one Dorito farmer say to the other Dorito farmer? Cool ranch, bro. Pirate comes up onto the deck and finds the captain and says...
The cannons be ready, sire.
Irritated, the captain says, arr. You'll have to think about that one. I think Miss Universe contest is rigged. I mean, every one of the contestants that wins is always from Earth.
Hey, John, did you ever notice how Mayberry was so peaceful and quiet?
I suppose so, yeah, on the old Andy Griffith show.
Yeah, I have a theory about that.
Right.
The reason Mayberry was so nice and quiet is because no one was married.
Oh.
Andy, Aunt Bee, Barney, Floyd the Barber, Howard Goober, Gomer, Sam, Ernest T. Bass, Helen Thelma Lou, and of course Opie were all single.
Never thought about that, Dave. Of course, Otis was married.
The only one, and he stayed drunk.